So let's review. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Shor Shehemis as Eved Shalei B'Kavana, Potter Mishleshim Shkalim. If an ox unintentionally killed an Eved Kenani, for which it is not Chayiv Misa, the owner is exempt from paying the Knas of 30 Shkalim, because the Pasuk states, Kasev Shleshim Shkalim Mit Na'adoinav, V'Hashor Yisakel. Because Man Shashor B'Skila HaBayal Misham Mishleshim Shkalim. Only where the ox is put to death does the owner pay Knas. Ein Hashor B'Skila, Ein HaBayal Misham Mishleshim Shkalim. Where the ox is not put to death, the owner does not pay knas. Similarly, Rabba says, Shor Shehemis ben Chayrin Shalei B'Kavana, Pater Mekayfer. If an ox unintentionally killed a Yisrael, for which it is not Chayiv Misa, the owner is exempt from paying Kayfer, because the Pasuk states, Hashor Yisokil, V'Gamba Olav Yumas, Im Kayfer Yushas Olav. Because Mancha, Shor B'Skila, Bail Misham and Kayfer. Only where the ox is put to death, does the owner pay Kayfer. Ein Asher B'Skila, Ein Bailam Meshalman Kaifer. If the ox is not put to death, the owner does not pay Kaifer. The Gemara later cites Rabbi Yechanan, who disagrees with both Rish Lakish and Rabbah, and says regarding Shleshim Shkalim, Shaloi B'Kavan Achayef, because the Pasuk begins with Im Eved Yigach. The superfluous word Im teaches, L'Rabbis Eved Shaloi B'Kavan Ke Eved B'Kavan. The owner always pays the knas of Shleshim Shaleved, regardless of whether it was intentional or not intentional. And regarding Kaifer, Shaloi B'Kavan Achayef, because the Pasuk states, Im Kaifer Yashes Alav. The superfluous word Im teaches, L'Rabbis Kaifer Shalei B'Kavana Ke Kaifer B'Kavana. The owner always pays Kaifer regardless of whether it was intentional or not intentional. The Gemara, however, points out that Rish Lakish might still agree with Rabbi Yechanan that Kaifer Chayiv, even though he holds that Knas Pater, because Rish Lakish might hold that only the word Im of Kaifer teaches Chayiv because Ksiv B'Makam Tashlumin. The word Im is associated with the Kaifer payment. However, the word im of knas does not teach chayiv because lig sib b'makom tashlumen. The word im is not associated with the knas, but rather with the actual negicha of the eved. The Gemara proceeds and questions Rabbi's halacha of shor shehemis ben chayrin shalei b'kavana pater mekayfer from a mishnah maseches ksubis. Hemis shori es pleini oy shori shel pleini. I raise the mishalma piatzmai. If a man admitted before bezin that his ox killed a person for which one is liable for kayfer, which is memoina, compensation, or that his ox killed another ox, for which one is liable for nezik, damages, which is certainly memoina. He pays these obligations based on his own admission, because mishalman memoina piatzmai. However, hamish shayrius abdishel ployni, ina mishalma piatzmai. If he admitted before bezin that his ox killed someone's servant, for which one is generally liable for shleshim shkalim, which is a knas, a penalty, he does not pay through his own admission, because ein mishalman knas piatzmai. The ratio of Hamishariyas Plaini is clearly a case of where there were no Edom, yet the owner pays Kaifer even though the Shire is not put to death, Al Piatzmai. Rabbi explains that Harezim Mishalm Al Piatzmai of the Braisa is not as Kaifer, but as Damim, which means Nezik, compensation for damages. As Rashi explains that based on his admission, the owner must compensate the victim's family for their loss, because the Legara Misa Minizakin, death is no less than the mere injury. Dilo azke avagav de ene beskila boilish lumi pchas damav hachinam misham damav liyarshav. When an ox injures a person, the owner pays him for the damages, even though the ox is not chayiv misa. So too, when an ox kills a person unintentionally, the owner pays the heirs his value, which is also damages, even though the ox is not chayiv misa. Rashi and Tosis offer several differences in halacha whether he pays as kayfer or as nezik. The Gemara continues to explain, however, that in the Seifa of Hamish Shairius Abdisha Pliny, the Haidah does not obligate the owner to pay the Eved's owner Dam his value, because only regarding Hamish Shair Adam, where Haidah, in a certain case, obligates the owner to pay Kaifer, can Haidah, in our case, also obligate him to pay Dam. That case would be the Iasu Sahadi Vasidube the Katal, the Loyadi Itam Havi Imurhava. If there were Edom that once ox killed a person, but they did not know whether it was a Tam or a Mu'ud, and they testified only for Mises Hashar, which applies even to a Tam, but not for Kaifer, V'amam Barei de Mu'ud hu, de Mishalm Kaifer al Pi'atzmai. And the owner admits that it was a Mu'ud and he owes Kaifer, the Haidah obligates him to pay Kaifer because it's Memayna. Therefore, in our case, Heichad Aleke Edom, Mishalm Damim, where there were no Edom at all, but only the owner's Haidah, although the Haidah did not obligate him in Kaifer because the ox is not Chayiv Misa al Pi'atzmai, nevertheless, the Haidah does obligate him in Damim instead of Kaifer. However, regarding Hamish Shoir Eved, where Haidah never obligates the owner to pay Knas, the Haidah does not obligate him to pay Damim either, as in the above case of the Iasu Eidim Asidu Be'de Katal, Lo Yadi Itam Hava Imur Hava, If there were Edom that once axe killed an Eved, but they did not know whether it was a Tam or Mu'ud, and they testified only for Mises Hasher, which applies even to a Tam, but not for the Shleshim Shal Eved, V'ama Mori Mu'ud Hu, Le'mishtam Knas Al Pi Atzmai, and the owner admits that it was a Mu'ud and he owes the Shleshim Shal Eved, the Hidah does not obligate him to pay the Knas of Shleshim Shal Eved, because Ma'id B'Knas Pater. Therefore, in our case, Hecha Deleke Edom, Le'mishalim Damim, where there were no Edom at all, but only the owner's Hidah, the Haidah does not obligate him in Damim either. And although a Brisa states, Kol Shechayv Beven Chayr and Chayv BeEved, Bein Bekayf or Bein Bemisa, the ox's owner is Chayv to pay for the Eved as he does for Yisrael, which implies that he does pay Damim for an Eved as he does for Yisrael, the Gemara explains that this Brisa refers only to a case of Edom, but not Haidah. And where there are Edom, the owner pays Damim even for an Eved as follows. Kol Shechayv Beven Chayr and Bekavon Al Pi Edom Kayfer Chayv BeEved Knas. If Edom testify that the ox killed intentionally, the owner pays kaifa for Yisrael and kanas for an Eved. V'chot shechayiv b'ven chayrin sh'lei b'kavona api Edom damim, chayiv b'Eved sh'lei b'kavona api Edom damim. If Edom testify that the ox killed unintentionally, for which there is no kaifa and kanas, the owner still pays damim for both a Yisrael and an Eved. Rava asks, according to the above, Ishai sh'lei b'kavona, mi misham damim aloi? If someone lit a fire and they killed a person unintentionally, does he pay damim or not? Do we say ein mishalm damim because gabi sharhu de bekavon mishalm kafer shle bekavon mishalm damim? Only regarding the mazik of shur, for which there is kafer if it was intentional, does he pay damim if it was not intentional? Aval isha de bekavon le mishalm kafer shle bekavona namid le mishalm damim. However, regarding the mazik of ish, for which there is no kafer if it was intentional, he does not pay damim if it was not intentional. Or mishalm damim, because kibin the gabi sharu shlebi kavana, avagav de leka kaifer mishalm damim, gabi ishe nami, avagav de bikavana le mishalm kaifer, shlebi kavana mias mishalm damim. Since regarding sharu, when it was not intentional, and there is no kaifer, he pays damim, so too regarding ish, even though there is never kaifer, but at least when it was not intentional, he pays damim. Rashi explains, omiyu bikavana pshitil and the patr de kamle bidiramine. If someone intentionally killed a person with his fire, he's exempt from paying for damages because he's liable for the death penalty. Teiku, this question remains unresolved.